Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 18, 1804. Day 158 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar. The expedition camped on a sandbar about 13 miles up from the last camp. There seems to be no specific landmark to mention. Not much happened on the 16th and 17th. Clark walked on the shore and talked with one of the Indian chiefs, who told him of his tribe's customs and traditional beliefs about turtles and snakes. Captain Lewis picked up a small bird which appeared to be in a dormant stage. He tried to kill it with his penknife by completely destroying its heart and lungs, but it lived up to 2 hours. The bird was a common poorwill. In 1940, it was discovered that this bird had a tendency to hibernate. Today, Clark writes about the Cannonball River.
Set out early, at 6 miles past the mouth of Le Boulay, or Cannonball River, about 140 yards wide. This river heads in the Côte Noire, or Black Mountains. The river takes its name from those stones which resemble cannonballs. We met two Frenchmen in a pirogue descending from hunting, and complained of the Mandans robbing them of 4 traps, their fur, and several other articles. Those men were in the employ of Mr. Graveline. They turned and followed us. Our hunters killed 4 goats, 6 deer, 4 elk, and a pelican, and informed us that they saw a gang of 248 elk. Captain William Clark, October 18, 1804.
The Cannonball River descends from the Côte Noire, now known as the Black Hills, and has its headwaters in the Badlands of western North Dakota. The Cannonball River at this point is the boundary between Sioux and Morton counties, North Dakota. Tomorrow, 52 gangs of buffalo.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.